Hi, I'm Steve. Norm found out I've been recording his tangents, so he disowned me. Just kidding. He's on hiatus. I do like gaming, but not as much as my friends. When they asked me to record their new sessions, I couldn't resist. Since we love our friend Richie, and love having him play, we play in his apartment because it's convenient for him. You'll be hearing his wife and kids in the background as they prepare for dinner. My best friend, the mysterious Gordo, is DMing a pre-written adventure for Legend of the Five Rings. I'm not a big fan, but these gamers are totally up for it. Are you?
I'm Hector Gord, and I'm playing everybody else, i.e. I'm the DM.
I'm Rich Mercer, and I am playing Kamea, who will be awesome, I'm sure.
I'm playing Morimoto Bolin. My name is Shane Carney, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get into a lot of trouble because of these guys.
I'm Liz Graham, and I'm playing your ever-sexy, wonderful neighborhood, Shosuru Akikusa.
Awesome. We will be adding more characters later.
Give me a painting roll.
Do I get a plus one?
I'll give you two free races.
Two free races?
For actually drawing races, a picture.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what that is how that works is a free race like a raise. A free race is like a raise, only you don't have to declare you're using it. It's just if you happen to roll five higher, you get the effect of having rolled five higher. So like how you remember how we talked about? You remember how we talked about rolling in combat. So if you were to have a free raise in a combat against like he had a TN of 15, and you have like a free raise, you don't declare any raises, but you roll a 20, so you can use your free raise to gain the effect of that raise. You just don't have to declare it, and you don't suffer if you don't make it.
So I'm still just using my three keep two.
You're using. Do you have painting?
Yes.
Yeah, you're using whatever your painting skill is.
You actually have painting?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Can I use my courtier to roll?
How many times can I spend void? How many times can I spend void on?
Once a turn.
Once. I'm spending void.
I really don't think it's necessary.
I'm doing it.
All right.
I'm winning it.
That's from an old game.
All
these two characters are Gordo.
Can I look up a picture of one of my paintings?
What'd you roll?
24.
Oh no, I'm not using this. I found out of this.
You get 2 points.
That means
2 points toward you're ahead of me now.
If you want to describe what your character's doing and then try to roll, I'll give you a free raise.
She's doing something that actually at first kind of looks like calligraphy.
Just killed my character in a game.
But then she starts to fill it in, and it almost looks like.
Let's say, what is it called? I played in a game on Friday.
Are you doing like the standard black and white?
The game's called Traveler.
No, they have basically colors,
right? Starships. So we were investigating a new world, and my space barbarian actually everything's random. Everything you roll was random, so that's actually where I came out with was the space barbarian. And I was in basically power armor.
I should just do a
fighting
rendition
killed,
of the scorpion on the frog.
Cross the river. This is an aquatic.
Alright, so give me a roll.
Cut me in half.
Yes.
Cut me in half.
It's painting awareness.
Okay.
22.
Alright.
You
explode. Here's.
Hmm?
You explode. She got rolled 2 zeros. Does that count for anything?
Yes.
Yeah,
zero is a code. You roll again and add the roll 2 more dice.
It's
and
a 10.
Add it into
and then
the
you add in, you re-roll it and add it
so
in.
So you have 22. Add 2 more dice. Now roll 2 more dice and add those to the 22.
Oh.
And if those roll 10, guess what you do? Roll them again.
So,
yeah,
29.
Because doesn't surely beat the 10 anyway.
Yeah.
But she didn't get any raises.
She didn't declare any.
She didn't declare any.
I gave her a free one for describing it, yes.
Okay.
So it's... They like it. It's not in the classic Rakugan style. Rakugan tends to favor landscapes more than anything.
So I targeted it right
on. Yeah, you did.
I remember remember reading a book about calligraphy.
Calligraphy is writing.
It was actually an art.
Yeah.
It's writing.
It's one of the skills you can take, though.
Yeah. But calligraphy is an art that is the style of how you use the pen instead of what you write.
Yes, but drawing landscapes would not be calligraphy. That
no.
Would be
so you do notice that Doji Aiko and Bayushi Ajiro's are extremely good. Basically, they earn 2 points too.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice four that diverge from the norm.
Yeah.
Because again, Rokugan favors landscapes, beautiful landscapes. So Doji Aiko and Bayushi Ajiro, the masked scorpion guy, had extremely beautiful
landscapes.
Landscape paintings too.
I want to hear what the things.
But there are four that are diverge from the landscape. The classic style.
Mm-hmm. So, who is yours a picture of?
The scorpion and the frog.
What? Oh, the scorpion and the frog.
Ikomo Katsu produces a painting titled Dawn, which shows an army gathered at dawn for battle. The rising sun is burning away the gray morning mist, gilding the helmets of hundreds of lion samurai. Their faces are calm and tranquil as they await the day's battle.
Mm-hmm. I come from the land of...
Kitsune Sane's painting is entitled Guardian. It shows a green-eyed fox looking out of a dense thicket of woods.
Mm-hmm.
Miyamoto Rai's painting is titled Honor. He labors over it at length. It shows two duelists meeting in a clearing, surrounded by trees. Although no clan colors or bonds are visible, one duelist is clearly in the two-blade stance of the dragon, and from his poses, his opponent is about to suffer a lethal blow. However, there is hidden detail in the painting, which requires a perception roll.
Awareness? Or?
Yeah.
Or notice?
Yeah.
Investigation?
Yeah, you can use investigation, yeah.
Do I...
23.
15.
I'm all the oblivious.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 9.
You make it.
Sweet.
The bushes in the upper right background nearly conceal the outline of a very beautiful woman kneeling to smell a flower.
That's pretty damn good.
And Hia Fuya's painting is rendered entirely in black ink with sharp, crude, broad brushstrokes. It is titled Tranquility. It shows a horrific battle at the Kai Wall with desperate samurai battling and dying against terrible monsters and hordes of undead.
Tranquility? That's awesome.
Another perception roll.
Hold on, I've got.
Oh, yeah, I roll really well too. Usually,
I've got 2 exploders. So hold on,
you beat it.
Roll 23.
I'm at 25.
I have awareness
3.
Wow.
Let's see.
I'm at 5.3.
You notice that behind the battle.
You should notice.
You notice that behind the battle, a small bird is in a nest feeding her chicks in perfect safety and tranquility, protected by the courage of the crab.
Awesome. I really like his painting.
Oh, he doesn't earn nearly enough points for that.
He doesn't.
No, he really doesn't.
He's a cult classic. He's a cult favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Not enough people noticed.
Crab FTW.
After the paintings are completed, there is a quiet period of reflection as everyone studies them. Both Fuya's and Rai's paintings are clearly met with disapproval by the majority of the phoenix and crane present. Although Asako Kaiko does spot the bird in Fuya's painting and compliments him. Give me a courtier or investigation roll.
I explode.
Twice.
I explode
twice.
I don't
again.
Yes, you do. You roll 10.
30.
Out of 10, you roll. Reroll.
Hey.
10s explode. Whenever you roll 10, you reroll and add it to 10.
30. Fuck. You wanna go?
How many do you get to keep?
You wanna go?
Punch them.
2.
33.
3.
I get to keep 2.
Wait, no, 2.
You notice that Doji Aiko's smiles and blushes just slightly when viewing Rai's painting.
Which painting?
The two that are obviously in love with each other.
Yeah. She smiles and blushes when she sees his painting of the two duelists.
and her smile in the background.
The painting contest consumes all the rest of the afternoon by the time everyone is doing the completed works. And that's a big part of it. Like, you paint and people, to judge it, they'll just, like, stare at it for, like, half hour.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big thing.
I watched your painting a bit, and I
came
all up
by
yours.
So
I watched the crap.
By the time everyone is
like
doing the completed works, servants are bringing out paper lanterns to illuminate the castle. When everyone has viewed the paintings, Aisawa Masahiro claps his hands and invites the guests to share the evening meal. We will conclude our tournament tomorrow under the splendid light of the Jade Sun. Dinner is a glorious affair, held on long tables set up in the main hall. The doors to the courtyard are kept open so the guests may view the legendary pale oak while they eat. The Phoenix spared no expense on the meal, which features the finest of Rokugani cuisine. During the dinner, you are free to interact.
I'm still sulking right next to you. Yes.
You can juggle with chopsticks.
Yeah, rice.
If you can only do it with rice, then you're not doing it right.
You can't shovel, like, from that big of a distance, though. Yeah, you need to hold it close.
I love how you rock a rock.
And holding it close and a nice...
Ka-dunk. Open mouth, insert here.
Yeah, it's not... Ka-dunk. If he has etiquette, he shouldn't be eating like that.
How are
you
so tiny?
No.
What?
How are you so tiny?
Oh, with the amount of food she's putting away?
She goes, all right, so
I exercise a lot.
As you're eating, you're free to talk and whatever you want.
Your painting is really good.
Thank you. I put a lot of effort to it.
Yeah. I can't paint with anything.
Oh, I'll show you how to paint a little bit.
No, sure. Well, not right now. We're eating.
I brought a paint file. I have it on my traveling pack.
If you don't bring your traveling pack here,
no,
that would be in your room.
I do it. Right now. I just finger paint.
Does anybody want to talk to anybody?
Oh, yes, I'm going to talk to the craft guy.
Okay.
I know he's not important to the story, probably, but... I'm going to compliment on him on both his haiku and his painting that, and I enjoyed them very much because I actually think those are really, you know, my character, you know, likes battle and that kind of stuff. So,
all right, so you talked to him a little bit. And he thanks you for the compliment, for the high praise.
Yeah.
And basically, you get the general gist of because he can no longer fight. Obviously.
He got sent.
He's now a diplomat.
Yeah.
And he's not happy about being at this unimportant tournament.
Yeah. I say it must be hard for him.
But, yeah.
He's
gruff.
You know, I offered to pour his sake for him a little bit.
Oh, he's like, oh, thank you.
It's a compliment.
Oh, I know.
Is that it?
I'll sleep up a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, just, you know, I say, why? Oh, why?
He will happily recount the gruesome battle.
Oh, then yes! I want to know! I will ask him how he lost his arm and leg.
He's like, oh my, aren't you an inquisitive little samurai co? Alright!
It's a story, I can add it to my storytelling. The stories I know.
The woman who kept the blushing and flirting and the...
Aiko?
Yeah.
Alright, give me one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, he lost them... He lost them in the fight against the destroyers.
Yeah.
He lost them, like, he almost died when he got them both cut off in the Battle of Ashinagabachi against the Destroyer.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. He was surrounded by, like, at one point he got separated from the squad.
I'm memorizing every bit of it so I can tell
it
later.
He got surrounded by, like, six Destroyers. He took, like, three out, and then got his arm and leg, and that's finally when the Dragonfly counterattacked, and he was rescued.
He still took out another one after that.
More likely, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Crab, no.
Crab,
they
we
do
don't,
not go
they
down.
Don't stop. Yeah, so I listen intently on his every word, because I love that kind of stuff.
Other people around you are like, oh my god.
No, and I'm just like... It's like being a grandpa's.
He's in exquisite detail, down to...
Every little squirt of blood.
The splurts.
The splurt of blood. The
sound.
The scream. The destroyer's armor makes when you rend the soul from it.
Yeah.
A destroyer is from the previous. It's literally. It's
an automaton.
Huh?
An automaton.
It's an automaton. Yeah. It's just a suit of armor with a soul bound to it, and it screams when it's destroyed.
It's Alphonse. No! Don't kill Alphonse.
Right,
he's my favorite character.
Okay, fine. It's Barry the Butcher.
Okay, that's fine.
You wanted to talk to Aiko?
Yeah, I'm going to go up to her, and without really, like, addressing her, I'm just going to be, like, sipping
my drink. Sitting with her obvious husband, Yujiro.
Okay.
That's what makes it worse!
And I'm just going to be sitting there going, interesting reoccurrence in the...
So whatever do you mean, dear?
It was just a nice refreshing...
She's very, very... very... energetic... and bubbly and you know, like full of fire and sparkle.
And I'm just
did
like
you hear that story.
And I'm just you're, like looking over yes. at her, like lean into her a little bit. And I'm just like,
I stopped listening at the swirling.
We're trained to notice the blush, my dear.
I think I'm done with the wine as well.
Are you making sure that her husband doesn't hear?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm leaning in and saying it just.
She's like, oh dearie, I can teach you something.
Ooh. Wow.
But she's obviously like, if you'll pay attention, she will flirt with everybody.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Awesome.
I'm gonna go to the
best game ever.
Miyamoto
Miyamoto Rai?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice stone. So about the statue, I wonder who's gonna get the statue first.
Well, it's gonna go to...
No, there's one of each statue.
It was one statue being pilgrimage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's going to go stay first for the first part of it.
I think they are sending the dragon first.
That's what he says?
I think it was known. I think it's just generally known.
You would have known it.
It's going to go dragon first.
I'm kind of surprised. I figured that we might have been last.
Well, they are trying to promote peace.
Promote. And what are we trying to promote?
I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind a little fighting. A little chance to prove myself again. Fire in the blood and whatnot.
Against our own neighbors?
They might be our neighbors in location, but they're not our neighbors in spirit. I mean, Christ, they stole the Agasha family from us.
And let them stay there.
A whole family!
Obviously, they're turncoats, so why would
that... Well, obviously, and they should be punished for such. Which is another reason we should war with the Phoenix.
Why?
Are there any wars going on right now between...
It's very calm.
It's very calm right now? Okay.
Yeah.
It's very... But most of the time there usually is at least one or two wars going on between the different factions. The different clans.
He's like, you should want to prove yourself. You didn't even make it to the war with me.
This is true.
But you earned glory for the dragon.
That was an honorable war. Against the Empire,
You know what I absolutely hate? His name's Rai, R-A-I. The clan champion is a female name. I think it's R-E-I.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always hate that when they're similar like that.
Get confused who you're talking about.
One of my favorite animes, one of the guy's name is Tomoya, and one of the girl's names is Tomoyo. And it frustrated the hell out of me.
And that's odd because they're the opposite gender.
Yeah. While they're all doing their talking and stuff, I'm now storytelling. I'm telling the time I took down two full-grown boars by myself and during my younger days as a hunter. And to be with the crab, you know, is happy with it, I'm going into gory detail about all, you know, exactly where I hit with each.
Oh, he's impressed for your age. Because you're tiny and young. He's extremely impressed.
Yeah.
Because boars are... A real life is nothing to sneeze against.
I might be embellishing a bit, but I did kill two boars.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alright. So.
What?
So between talking with you, he's picking at. Morimoto Rai is picking at Phoenix. He's trying to start something. Give me an investigation roll.
Investigation makes it happen for...
That's 22.
Alright, so during all this, you're talking with him and seeing how he's seems to be trying to pick on Phoenix to start something. You get the feeling his heart's really not in it. He seems to be pretending to want to start a war, but he really doesn't. And during all of this, the Masaku Shizu and Isawa Masahiro and other lower rankings of the family are trying to steer the conversations back towards peace. They're trying to keep shit back on track. Because that is kind of the purpose of it.
Man, they must hate me and the crab guy going off about battles and death and stuff.
they will ask leading questions such as, is not a diplomatic solution just as honorable as one earned with bloodshed? Or, is pride worth the sacrifices of lives of those not even involved in this disagreement?
What are the five oaths again? Or the oaths? It was honesty, duty.
It's seven.
There's seven tenets of Bushido. I don't know. Why would you ask me that? I hate you.
Which one did you grab?
I have one special.
There is compassion, courage, courtesy, duty, honesty, and honor. And sincerity.
Have crossbows been introduced in Rokugan? No, I didn't think so.
Or, you only met this guy in passing, Isawa Hitsukawa. He will make quotations from the Tao of Shinsi, which is like one of the eminent religious texts. He'll say things like, at times the voice of peace must ring like thunder. Or, has not Shinsi said of war, see a man murdering a child, the child is you. Know what you would do next. Shiba Rikun, however, will absolutely not participate in such conversational gambits.
What's the penalty for not holding, like, being just straight out? You're lying, you ran away from your clan. Like, what's the penalty of that?
If you say someone to that?
If you just say screw it to me in the same way, what's the penalty?
Death?
Alright. Well, I'm saying thanks to...
Why? No.
I'm just going to go...
Accusing somebody of that, too?
No, I'm not accusing anybody.
All right.
I'm going down the list of the Bushido, and I'll say to not be a pure samurai is to be just that.
Okay.
You
get some murmurs on that, some interesting... Well, because it is interesting, because the way of Bushido is the way of war. I mean, you are warriors, first and foremost. You are supposed to also be artists and...
Diplomats
and leaders, but you're also warriors.
I want to remind them what we are.
So, yeah, you... And it works, but at the same time, you're not going to change... The Phoenix are predominantly and always have been pacifists. They're very unique in that...
They pass on the fists.
Yeah. But they are very unique in that their clan wasn't led by their fortune, their kami. You know, the Phoenix kami, Shiba... She found a clan of spellcasters. And to get them to join her clan, she bowed and said, we will protect you. You rule the clan for all eternity.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's the only founding kami to not leave her clan.
Oh, that's what I said, and that's why I'm leaving it.
Okay.
I don't want to provoke
any.
Not big raspberries.
I like them, but everyone's like big wild. Like, I can't raspberry.
Alright, so after dinner, socializing conversations continue in the courtyard. As you stroll about, the guests stroll about, chatting, gossiping, and enjoying the cool evening air. Soon after the meal ends, Masaku Shizu will excuse himself and explaining that he has matters to attend to in the preparation for tomorrow. Isawa Masahiro will remain and continue hosting the evening, circulating around the room and injecting himself into any conversation.
Is that the pretty guy?
No, that's the chancellor.
The chancellor, okay.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm going to seek out the scorpion guy with the mask and talk him up a bit. You know, just see how he's enjoying the thing so far.
He must be enjoying it.
Okay.
So,
what'd you say?
The scorpion dude with the mask. I'm going to find him out and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi. How are you enjoying the tournament so far?
Oh, I'm loving it. This is just amazing. I'm learning so many fun things about everyone.
So yeah. Since I did it as good as that guy know. When it comes to points, do I get like any honor or glory status?
That's all going to be awarded after. Okay.
So I go, yes, I've been friends with Bolin for quite a while. I never knew he was such an accomplished painter.
Oh, yes. He's had that talent for quite a few years now.
I really like this guy. No, I love it. This guy's great. I'm like...
He's like, of course I know you've been friends with him.
Well, I knew you now. Well,
ever since you're...
I kind of guess that you know a lot about a lot of people.
I do. I really... Yeah.
That's a good skill to have, though.
Yeah.
Tell me my measurements.
34.
Oh, I'm sure you can tell me mine.
34.
Flat. Flat. That's my measurements.
Yeah.
34, 26, 34.
Yeah.
I compliment him on his painting as well.
Thank you. It's very appreciated.
Yes, very well. I love the use of colors.
Yeah, it's like a little nice. Disco.
Well, I just wanted to see how you were enjoying things, and that's I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm gonna go see the. I'm gonna go talk to some more people.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Whee! Okay. Bye. And this time, I'm actually gonna walk over to her, and I'm gonna hang around her now. The boys seem to come around you a lot more often. I think I'm going to stick around you and see how... pick up the disappointed ones that you don't take with you.
I could always teach you a few tricks.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Maybe. You are very pretty. I'm sure you have a lot to teach.
You should see me behind the mask.
Do they take off the mask soon?
During what? Do they take off the mask during what?
The birds and the bees?
It depends.
Depends.
When is someone intimate? Yes.
She probably wouldn't take it off for me.
No.
Because
Nice
and crisp.
Like, so you've met Colin before?
He seems to recognize him.
You should be playing with water.
That's horrible, sir.
No, you don't understand the story. We were at the beach one day, and she was watching me, seeing if I was watching the half-naked woman walking around.
Okay, no. It wasn't any of the half-naked woman walking around. We were driving in the car. And these three girls in, like, bikinis that barely covered their nipples,
yeah,
with big boobs, came walking in the opposite direction.
Where was this? Because we need to go there.
At Hampton
yeah, I know, right?
At Hampton Beach. And we were just driving down, like, the main... Mm-hmm. They come, like, running by, and they're, like, pushing each other and playing with each other. And his mother and I both look up.
This is when we first started.
And, oh, yeah, and you weren't looking at all.
He's playing with dew droplets on the dashboard of the car.
I remember that. I've heard that story. What a moron.
I don't know if it earned me points or...
No. No, it doesn't. You've lost points with me, sir.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed.
What happened if I was?
It's kind of your fault, too, though. Because if that was Broja, she would have stopped the car and been like, Bridget, look at that. You laughed. That's what.
No, what? So you're mingling for a while. Probably, it's about an hour. When Shiba Raccoon walks up to the three of you. And just...
Shiba?
Kind of says hi.
Raccoon!
Shiba Raccoon.
Hello.
He's the phoenix you almost got into the fight with.
Oh, not him again.
Yeah. I stand closer to Bolin.
The one who's smitten.
No, Jew and say,
nice. Wait. The one who's smitten with me now? Oh. Okay.
Give me an etiquette roll.
Who? What is etiquette if you don't have it?
Perception.
Come on.
Or just roll intelligence.
Oh, perception's good.
No, this is not good.
You don't. You have etiquette, don't
I
you?
I do.
What'd you roll?
I rolled 11.
All right, you're completely oblivious. You are also
29.
You notice that not only is he wearing a different kimono than he was earlier today, you seem to recall not having seen him for quite a while. Just at about that point, Miyamoto Rai also re-enters the courtyard.
The girl?
Not the guy.
Guy, who's that? That's the...
Miyamoto Rai. The painting in the poem. Painting, yeah.
Okay.
Shibaruku says hi and just keeps going. You noticed he's wearing a different kimono.
He actually said hi to me this time?
No, he said hi to me.
Yeah, he said hi to
me. He might...
And then, like I said,
flirting stage you earlier.
It's and then, okay. Like I said, I you like see Motomoto Rai re-entering the courtyard.
Yeah, just don't tell him I said that.
He would destroy you.
Give me a courtier or investigation roll.
Ooh, look at that.
I want more dice. Next time, if we get like more skills or anything, I'm just dumping it all into it.
17.
24.
All right. Oh, wait. I gotta check something.
I keep rolling cans with this die. It's awesome. No.
You notice that Yoda Motorola has a pleased glow about himself. And you also do not recall having seen him for a while.
Have we seen what's her name in a while?
Nope.
Awkward. Bounce.
You still do not see her.
Yeah.
Doji Aiko.
She's still recovering. Bounce.
So
in your professional opinion
after about another 15 to 20 minutes
am I professional?
Oh yeah, I mean
they're
you,
acting like children.
Do you want to interact with any of them before?
No, I'm just going to continue to watch.
This is entertainment.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure you more than anybody knows what that means.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting here going
took that
you
long?
Might not, I don't know
what?
You might not.
I know.
You, yeah, you, yep. Yeah, you definitely want to. Oh, in that case, he's really handsome, too.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? I'm going to go talk to him.
He's getting that. You got to be hot to be getting that.
Yes, but in real life, he's getting that.
That's true. No offense.
No offense, dude.
You're doing awesome for yourself. Yeah, you're doing real good for yourself.
You must be laying some serious bite.
I was about to turn around and say, like, yeah, I really don't measure up to that.
Hey.
But then they turned it around.
You must be laying some serious bite.
As you're
holding an apple.
It's been another half hour or so. The evening starts to wind down, all right? You see a servant hurriedly enter the courtyard and whisper to Aizawa Masahiro. A stricken look crosses the Karo's face, and he leaves immediately without explanation.
Ooh, what's going on? Do we want to... Would we follow? That's the thing.
It's up to you.
Did anybody else notice?
I'll walk. I'll follow. Mm-hmm.
All right. On his way...
Oh, you're going to come to keep
her out of
trouble.
On his way, he's summoned by 4 Shiba guards.
Something's going on.
Okay.
Man, something's up.
Something's afoot.
Where's the foot?
In your crotch, kick.
You go to follow and you're stopped by the guards. They won't let you come. So he returns after a few minutes. And they order all guests assembled. There are murmurs of confusion and concern as everyone
What's
gathers.
Going on?
Doji Aiko reappears at this time dressed in a fresh kimono and with their hair still damp.
Her hair is
damp.
She's just bathing.
I saw Masahiro's face is tight and with carefully controlled emotion, and his voice shakes just slightly as he speaks. There has been a terrible tragedy. Even as we pursue peace and beauty, the evil in men's hearts has murdered our daimyo, Asako Shizu, in his own quarters. There are shocked gasps from my fans as the crowd absorbs this news. I regret to say that we cannot allow anyone to leave the castle until we have properly investigated this foul crime. We do not have a magistrate here at Ajiro Okushiro, but we shall do our best to see that justice is done. Does anyone know anything about this crime? Anything you saw which might shed light upon it? After the briefest of pauses, Aikoma Katsu steps forward and bows low. Aizawa Masahiro-sama, I fear I may have such information. I saw a dragon. I believe from the Mon it was Miramoto Rai, leaving the area of Aisawa Shiju's quarters just a short while ago. Hida Fuyo was with me and will be able to verify my words.
Now, Hida, is he also a phoenix?
Hida Fuyo is the crab.
Crab? Oh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, Hida. I'm a Hida in the other
game. Komakatsu is the lion. Yeah. He's a lion bard. And so the Hida's usual loud and boisterous manner has changed to one of sadness, and he looks directly at Miyamoto Rai as he speaks. Hi. I must concur with Aikoma Katsu-san. I saw the Miyamoto walking away from Aisawa Shizu's quarters, though his face was wrapped with a green cloth, and you do not doubt it was him. Miyamoto's face is fluid with shock, his public face momentarily shaken. This cannot be. I was nowhere near Aisawa Shizu-sama's room. Shiba Rikun steps to the side of Aisawa Masahiro, hand on sword hilt. Then where were you? You were not here. I was. For the briefest moment, an expression like a trapped animal crosses Miyamoto Rai's face. I was wandering the capsule's hallways. Aisawa Masahiro.
That doesn't sound.
Yeah. Aisawa Masahiro looks around the room. Can anyone corroborate your testimony?
We didn't know he was walking around, but we have our suspicions of what he was really doing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna speak up.
I'll let you know that.
Or should I?
If they were having an affair, they were having an affair.
Yeah.
She is married.
Is there a way to take them aside to tell them this?
Is he married? Do I throw myself under the bus? Nah, I don't care.
You can't do it.
You can lie. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah.
That is an option.
I don't care.
All right, so I'm trying to think of a way that we could do that.
That's not the end of it, so don't worry too much.
Okay.
I find it interesting, but I'm insensitive and don't care.
They have him. They basically arrest him.
Yeah.
And they're gonna confine him to quarters pending a trial.
Mm-hmm. I'll offer my services because I'm a good investigator.
Okay.
I offer my services to look for clues and help solve this heinous crime.
All right. So as everybody's about pretty much at this point, from the general consensus, everybody just assumes Rai is guilty then. And everybody's gonna basically break up to go to bed. There'll be a trial in the morning.
Is he already guilty, or is there going to be a trial?
There's going to be a trial, but it looks like
most people.
The way their justice system works is there are two people that have basically said, we're pretty sure it's him. He is effectively guilty at this point.
Yeah, I know, but
that
you,
is
said
effectively
the, you said the dragon
enough.
Side had their own...
What's the thing you say about the justice system? It doesn't matter what people... It doesn't matter, the truth
the
doesn't matter.
The Kintsugi family of the dragon clan are the only family... The only people in all of the Empire that use forensic science.
Yes.
Everyone else is literally, if somebody high enough stature says you're guilty, you're guilty.
Is there anybody from the Kisisu family here?
No.
I'm going to stay up and search for clues and such. And I will ask if I could be allowed to.
Actually, Aisawa Masahiro approaches the three of you. And he's like, oh, the three of you, you're very young, but you've impressed me with your honor and integrity so far. Would you please help me investigate this?
<I'm just kidding. laughs> No, not in game. The fuck?
I've been all smiles in the perfect accordion.
She really has.
Yeah, she has, yeah. She probably has the most points out of all of us, too.
It'll be on my honor, sir. I'll aid you in any way I can.
He says Miyamoto Rai continues to protest his innocence and has asked for honorable samurai to investigate on his behalf. Although his guilt seems clear in this sort of delicate situation, we must be sure that we have found the truth, especially since Rai-san is a dragon here in Phoenix Lands. If we punish Rai for this crime, we must be absolutely sure of his guilt, or we will only be fanning the flames of the war we seek to prevent.
Yes.
Of course.
He basically tells you that, you know, the... I don't know why he would point that out. The tournament will continue after... or the tournament will continue regardless, so you will, might have to miss one or both of the remaining contests.
It's not a problem for me.
What are two remaining contests?
Dancing and singing, I think?
Yeah, I think
it's for that.
You're not missing that singing competition?
I have both dancing and singing.
Oh, dancing, dancing and tea ceremony.
Okay, I have dancing and the tea ceremony. I should.
Yeah, no, wait.
He's asking you as to do this as a favor.
You can't dance now.
Knee hunter.
Sorry.
What?
Knee
they're
hunter.
Talking about purple in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's asking you as a favor to him to help investigate.
Of course, sir.
It'd be our honor.
Okay.
You in?
Well, basically now it's what you want to do. I mean,
I'm trying to think of.
Why not help?
Out of curiosity.
You're doing it as a favor to a higher up.
True.
Yeah.
Those are worth.
Yeah.
Especially a Scorpio would see tons of possibilities in that.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
I'm like, will we be allowed
nurse.
To see where the crime took place?
Of course. Would you like to do that now?
Of course.
Yes.
While I have it still fresh.
I would prefer to stay on.
You're not gonna come with?
No, I'm going to talk to what's her face.
Oh,
okay.
So let's split up, gang. Sorry, just always wanted to say. At OGC, I played in a.
I walk away from you.
No, no. At OGC, I played in a Call of Cthulhu game where we played a bunch of short games, and one of them was Call of Cthulhu Scooby Doo, and I got to play Fred and say, "Let's split up, gang." It was great.
Oh, okay, there we go.
It was everything I wanted. The first thing that happened in the game was a Deep 1-8 Scooby. It was.
Was it as satisfying as you thought it would be?
You seek her out, and she's basically. I was in the bath. I was taking a bath.
Well, I had already talked to her previously about it. I had already dropped ins with her. And
yeah.
So I'm just going to be like a man's life. Rests on my hinge right now.
She breaks down. She's like, Mr. Wilson is guilty! And I am guilty of great dishonor, but he's not a murderer. She pleads with you in the name of Benton, the Fortune of Love, to keep the affair secret and to find some other way of clearing his name. But she admits to the affair, but she's like, he didn't. She missed everything. He didn't kill him.
Yeah. What should I say then? Talking to her.
What do you want? Oh, she's like, if find another way to.
We need to find
to clear his name.
While we're walking, I would say so
basically
you need to find the real killer.
And if we can't,
can't.
This is your last choice, are you going to let him in?
Yes, they're both prepared to let him die.
He's allowed.
Honor is more important
than life.
He was having an affair with a married woman, yes. His honor is much more important than his life.
Because I'm thinking the same thing you are, that they were together. And I say, we can't let that out. So
you guys are going to...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
You're going to the murder scene.
Yep, the murder scene.
All the investigation, I'm not good at.
I'm going to use investigation and then tracking.
So he leads you to the thing, and he also summons an Edda to... Examine the body for you.
Oh, can I examine the body as well? Or is
you
it...
cannot touch the body.
No.
No. We yeah. That's why he got you an Edda.
You cannot. Yeah.
We are not allowed. We're samurai. We're not allowed to touch dead things at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think technically dead uncooked things.
Well, no, because meat you eat with chopsticks.
No,
you
yeah.
don't touch it with your hand.
It touches your mouth.
That doesn't.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
the exercise is a good opportunity to explain to the players the Rakuganai taboo against touching dead flesh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without an Edda to handle and move the body, you will not be able to conduct an effective
investigation. Okay, so having some an Edda, I'm going to search the room itself right now.
I'll use any other.
Well, hold on. The scene in the daimyo's room is a horrifying one, made all the more chilling by the soft yellow candlelight which illuminates it. Asako Shizu lies dead, face down, in a pool of blood. A stab wound is visible in his back, piercing his yukata, which is a bathrobe. His writing desk lies overturned beside him, papers scattered across the floor. Ink spilled in a black pool. The teapot lies broken on the floor as well. The tatami mat beneath it soaked through. So, yeah, give me an investigation roll.
Investigation makes it happen.
Yeah. Roll 25.
Okay.
Think Randy's jizzing.
Randy? Yeah. Randy? Excuse me?
I think about jizzing and I think about Randy.
Ow.
21.
You don't think about right. me.
25.
Yeah.
You both notice a scrap of green cloth in his in the late Daimyo's right hand.
I investigated.
It's a scrap of green cloth.
What color is it?
Is it the green? No, is it his yeah. green?
Is it my green?
Yes.
Oh, that's awkward.
I hold it up. My kimono, hold it up. No.
It is definitely from the garb of a dragon samurai.
You killed it. No. I'm kidding. I was with you all night. I know you didn't.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
Get
what would I say? If, what would happen if I confessed?
Wait, so
I killed
who's
him?
The dead guy?
They kill you.
All yeah. these names are just blending together.
The dead guy is the was your host. He's the lord of the castle.
That's the one I've written down. Oh, okay. That is Osaku Shizu.
Osaku Shizu.
Osaku Shizu. Whatever. It's Shizu. Shizu. You know.
Somebody have medicine or well, medicine or kenjutsu?
You're kenjutsu.
As I do.
No, he's kenjutsu.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a rank.
Finally, something I have training in. Tens explode.
So,
you keep two.
Keep three.
Keep three, and now re-roll two of them. And add
so 28.
28.
Plus 13, 41.
What? I got it.
Oh. What?
41.
41.
49.
Do I start off with it now?
Yes. You can tell, examining the position of his body, you can tell that he was, the blow that killed him was from a blade at least as long as a wakizashi. It was derived from, delivered from behind with both accuracy and power, implying a skilled attacker. You also come to the conclusion that Shizu died almost instantly, pitching forward and spasming briefly, knocking over the writing desk and teapot.
Hmm.
So they told us stuff that we already know.
Yeah, no.
He died from a
no.
sword.
Piece this together. I don't want to give it to you.
Wait, what?
He was attacked from behind.
He was attacked from behind and so died instantly. What did you find in his hand?
The green cloth.
The green cloth
was placed there. There was no way he did not know his attacker was coming.
He died
yeah.
instantly without spasming.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have had
time
to
grab the cloth. That's what
so
I was saying.
One. So the evidence was planted.
Okay. So this evidence was planted.
The killer
must be trying to.
And it's equipped with wakizashi, which is most of us.
Well, everybody, yeah, even I have one. I keep mine here.
Like right. He's skilled.
Yeah, he's a, and it's a skilled. So it's a bushi. We're looking for a bushi.
It was a crab.
No, he's
one armed.
So.
Yeah. So you would have to use two hands to get the kind of power you need on this attack.
And unfortunately, that's all you can get out of the room because none of you are casters.
Yeah, you know what? Why didn't one of you play a caster? God,
I never
play
a caster.
No,
casters in this are the spells.
You could
are,
probably resolve all of it in the one room if you had a caster.
Yeah,
simple as that. Because, oh, hey, I'm talking to the water kami that are all in the area. They
yeah.
can pretty much tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah. I'm going to, I know a caster. Would he help us, though? The Kitsune, who's a friend of ours. Well, he's a thing. All I'm right. going to go find him. You stay here. I'm going to go find him and see if he'll help out a fellow Mantis.
There's Phoenix people with us. Ask the guard with me so that they don't think I'm tampering with anything.
Oh, yeah, they're...
No, they...
Yeah.
You're samurai. They trust you.
Yeah.
I'll go see Kitsune. I have his name. I go to see Retsu
I'm
Kitsune.
I'm going to make my way up to the
Kitsune
master.
Retsu.
Okay.
I talked to Mochibeshi.
I'm going to go find Kitsune Retsu and see if he will help us.
You pass by each other? It wasn't a dragon. It was planted.
No,
it's
I don't...
Off.
I'll stop you and tell you what I found. We found out, and then point you towards the room so you can be with him. And
I'll let you know about the how she confessed.
Well, yeah, okay.
Obvious. Of course, yeah.
So you and I are in the room together. And there's a dead body.
Katsune!
Sorry, no.
That's alright. I can watch.
All right. You have Lore Shigenja, don't you?
Sorry.
Give me the Lore Shigenja roll.
Before I go running off?
Yeah.
Okay. Before I go running off, come in and tell us that, and
I'm not going to make
discreetly
it.
Away from the guards.
Will.
So I will. I exploded, so 16, 16, 20.
So he's like, oh, hey, maybe, or she's like, hey, maybe we should get a Shigenja, and you're like, no, talking to the spirits is not admissible evidence.
Oh, why isn't that admissible evidence?
Because a Shugenja can basically say what he wants. Say they're saying what he wants to have happen.
And nobody can corroborate.
Yeah. So it's... Yeah. Talking to the commies is not admissible as evidence.
I'm going to look for tracks of some kind. I can track, so...
There's
nothing.
No, legitimately, you found what you can find in the room.
Damn it. We should have spelled faster. I think I know who did it, but I'm not sure if my character would come to the same conclusion I have. The guy with the new shirt.
Yeah, the dude that tried to pick
the scar. Yeah.
Well, you know what other? What else can you do? You search this room. There are other rooms to search.
Yeah.
There are witnesses to question. There is a. There is a suspect to question.
Yeah.
There are other random people. To
are we
question.
Allowed to search other people? Do we have the authority right now to search other people's rooms?
He's giving you the authority.
Searching
his quarters.
Yep, we go to search what's his name's quarters.
Who?
The scar dude.
The scar. Yeah,
Raccoon?
I can't remember his name.
Dickhead.
Raccoon. Raccoon!
Raccoon.
Everybody, does anybody get the Raccoon reference but me?
I didn't think so.
I know the name.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Raccoon's one of the Ginyu Force.
Oh, okay.
Go Kuzentai!
Yeah.
Go Kuzentai! My name is Raccoon, which rhymes with doom. And yours will be coming. Oh, so
I'm gonna give this
soon.
To you. You have. I'm gonna give this to you first. You have no justification yet to barge into his room.
Well, he changed his shirt, and there was blood splatter everywhere.
Without talking to him, that's not enough.
Yes.
Well, then we'll talk to him first. Especially somebody who can tell if he's lying and charm the pants off.
Wait, is this the guy I flirted with earlier?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Access to his room.
I have access to his room. What? Well, no.
Show me to your bed, good sir.
Let's go question him.
What are you knocking on?
The straw wall. The rice paper wall. We live in wood houses out near the sea. That's cute. Down by the sea.
Housekeeping. We have meat for a pillow.
All right.
No. Well,
he answers. Like, yeah. Yes. What can I do for you?
Hello again.
Hello.
And the grump just gone.
Hello.
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 Yes.
What are you? What are you, George Takei? Hello.
Oh my.
Oh my.
With all the
would you like me to keep speaking
about,
like George Takei?
I thought I might find some
wish.
Solitude with someone.
With two people standing behind you?
No, yeah, we're not. No, this isn't. We're not doing the hey, you go search the room by yourself because then he gets angry and kills you.
No.
We're doing the, you know, you talk to him because he likes you. And you figure out when he's lying.
He's not nearly as awesome as I would hope he would be.
Oh, he's not? I ninja kicked the damn rabbit. I mean, Phoenix.
We were asked to do an investigation on the unfortunate death earlier tonight.
Oh, very unfortunate.
And we were wondering if we would have...
Sense motive! I'm just kidding.
What would I use as a chip?
Huh?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be his...
No, I know,
saying.
But for...
Because he probably feels bad about what he did, but he's doing it for what he feels is a good reason.
Would I use sincerity?
For what?
To tell if he's lying and stuff. Because I have...
I thought sincerity was finding out if somebody lying or lying yourself.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Both, yeah.
Well, no, sincerity is trying to lie or try to convince somebody you're telling the truth.
Oh.
would
be
say
investigation
or
say that we have a good idea we did it.
We had a good idea we did it.
No, because if we told him that, then
give him
he'd
point
get angry.
Look. Good.
And then he'd attack.
Good. We tried. We tried questioning the murderer.
Way too close for combat right now.
We tried.
Is he shirtless? Flesh-rending arrow. Is he armored? Armor-piercing arrow.
All the arrows. It's still coming.
Trust me, no. All the arrows you would not still be coming.
Well, I mean, you really don't. You really kind of got the sense he wasn't happy with the general state of affairs at the moment, anyway.
You want to fuck me up.
He's like Muramoto Rai. He kind of wants a war. So it's not.
The only thing Muramoto Rai we figured out is doesn't really want war.
I was just asking what I would roll to find out. I'm not rolling right now.
I'll say etiquette if you're.
Okay, that works. We're carrying an investigation. We'd like to check the quarters.
Just we're checking everybody's. No.
We're checking everyone's.
No, that no, because we don't have the right.
Yeah.
That's why we need to talk to him.
It's a breach of etiquette for you to even suggest if you don't have a good reason.
What we should do is ask him about what he was doing tonight. Just say we're asking everyone, and see if we can ask him why he had to change his shirt. Because we noticed that. Because we're smart doobies.
We're also going to ask.
Well, looking around the bland crowd earlier, I noticed when you re-entered the room in different clothing.
Oh, yes, I had been to the baths.
Your hair wasn't wet. Oh.
Yes, it was.
Good sir.
Now, can I roll investigation against that? Tell if he's replying.
Sir.
Well, let's play out.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to roll if we act
okay.
It out.
Sir, water never damages a handsome man. And I would most definitely have noticed.
I was in the baths!
What were you doing in the baths?
I was taking a bath. Damn it, kid. Leave me alone! He's getting angry and nervous.
Sir.
He's kind of his hands kind of starting to twitch.
If you were taking
in the direction of his sword,
quick draw.
That's not on him at the moment.
Oh! Oh, and here I am with all of my weapons, because I do carry my bow everywhere.
Well, it's a nervous.
It's a nervous. Yeah, you're when you're. Yeah.
Is his sword anywhere visible? Like, can I see it from the doorway?
Yeah, it's by his tatami mat.
I'm gonna step closer to him and just be all charms. Should I make a temptation roll?
Charm!
I'm just trying to fluster him up more.
With
one
magic
somatic about it for a charm person.
To, like, stutter
open your
not know. The more flustered he is, the more easy it is to.
Try to screw with his mind.
Alright, yeah. I mean.
All the sevens.
Yeah.
21. Alright, he's getting extremely flustered and nervous. I mean, he's trying pretty adamantly to stick to the, I was in the baths, and he's trying to counter every argument you have. He's like, no, I was in the bath, you know what I mean? Like, but he's getting very angry and
how
flustered
long is
about it. Standard shoulder length, maybe?
Shoulder length?
In a top knot, yeah.
I look at the chick who came out of the baths. Look at her hair. Why isn't your hair so wet?
Now
I'm pointing it out. Why isn't it at least damp?
He said it was.
It's been like a half hour since that.
Yeah.
We all remember your hair wasn't wet when you came back.
Yes, it was.
And
I lean forward
to him.
Yeah, no evidence.
Like,
drier.
And go like this, and then like whisper into his ear, and I was just like, I know you weren't in the baths earlier. Where were you?
Are you calling me a liar? I challenge you to a duel.
With no weapon.
His weapon's right there. No, he's making an official challenge.
This is official.
It'll be in the morning. Like, I challenge you to a duel. You were in... You were...
How did duels work in the book?
Do you know Aijutsu? Are you a swordsman?
She might be.
Do you have swordsman skills?
Can she game a champion?
Do you carry around a katana?
Yes.
No. I probably should have thought to mention that earlier.
Does she have it on her, her katana?
Do you?
Because if you don't, could say...
It was part of my starting...
She... I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that. If you carry around your katana, you can be freely challenged to duels. And you are expected to defend yourself.
She probably doesn't have it on her, though. Because she's a... courtesan.
She's trying to sex people up. I want to sex people up.
You said earlier when someone... When he said he was going to pull out something, and you said it would be in your room or something. So...
Right, but... You're a samurai. They know you're a samurai, and when appropriate, you walk around with the katana. So you would have entered with your katana on you. You own a katana.
Yeah.
So you are assumed to know how to use it and can defend yourself in a duel. Can defend your own honor.
I have kenjutsu.
Like, for example...
Kenjutsu is swordsmanship.
For example, like, a shugenja does not wear his katana on him.
Neither do I. I don't carry a katana around. I only have a wakizashi, showing that I have what is honor.
Yes,
but not.
But you can't defend your honor.
Yeah.
You would appoint a champion.
I would appoint a champion.
So I apologize for not letting you know that. I mean,
because he's gonna slaughter you.
If you wanna.
Wait.
Well, I have.
Can I speak up and say I'll accept that challenge?
No, she's the one talking. He's challenging her.
Well, we were all talking.
She's doing the most talking, and you said that yourself.
Yeah, I know, because she's smart. You're going to unsheathe your sword like you did against... Insert name here.
Yes.
Oh. Against... what's his name?
I mean, I'll let you...
Osaku?
No,
He's going to try to get him to fight him instead. He's trying to provoke
that.
Yeah.
Are you going to unsheathe the sword?
Hold on. I will let you appoint a champion, because I did forget. That is my fault forgetting to tell you that.
Can you take him?
I'm giving us time.
He's rank 1 too, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, he's rank 1?
Yeah. But it's you would need the Aijutsu skill to be able to be in a duel.
I have all.
So even if you own one, you are never going to carry it around because you don't want to have to defend yourself in a duel.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if you are trying to maintain a courtesan image, yeah, you're not going to ever be seen with your katana.
That's why I said I got one in my starting package, but I don't think I have it on me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can appoint a champion.
He was trying to talk and, like, divert.
Oh, no.
Well, no, if you can appoint a champion, that
is... I was going to provoke him to do it to me, if that was the case.
So you could just say yes and ask for a champion.
I barely know him, though.
We're investigating together.
He can refuse.
I'm doing this!
Yeah. He can refuse. I mean, that's...
He could say no.
He has no obligation to champion you.
Okay. I'd like to appoint a champion.
Okay. We choose the crab guy. No, just
kidding. Yes. One-armed, one-legged crab?
Yes.
No, no, just kidding. You destroy everybody. So who are you appointing?
The green dragon.
That's you. The green dragon. That's what she's been calling you, the green dragon.
Okay.
The green because you're new.
In the morning...
Okay, well, hold on.
But first things first.
We're searching your room now.
Where what were you?
If it's uncouth, it doesn't matter if it's uncouth now. He's challenged one of us to a duel. All
right, you lose a point of honor.
Aww.
I mean, you can't. You can just be like, you know, because you probably still have a couple of Shiba guards. Yeah, we're searching your room. All right, fine. It's still a breach of etiquette. Lose a point of honor.
Do I want to lose the honor to search his room?
Too late, it's happening.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Or you don't have any glory.
My character would do that, though, so.
It's how I started out.
You guys stay here. No, you guys. I have 3.5.
It's based on your school.
No, you guys. Your guys aren't doing this, I am.
We have no honor.
You don't lose honor.
We don't.
I'm drinking sake right now.
Did you write something down, or did you forget to write it down?
No, I have 1.5.
Yeah.
I have 4.5 and 1 glory already.
Yeah. I have 1 glory.
The average is about 3-ish. The more honorable schools will have like 4. Like Utaku Battle Maidens also start with like 4.5. Both the Lions, I think.
I have glory because of my family. The missing
Yeah, the heritage to be rolled.
Where I got the Wrath of Ash thing.
25.
It's better than getting angered and getting
because
complaints.
I'm.
I can blackmail someone.
To search his room. I got a 25. I hope this better be worth the honor I just lost. It's a dangerous game. Losing honor, gaining honor.
How do you gain honor?
Do
very
honorable
things.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing this, my help.
Yeah. Saving an innocent man from death probably will.
Hidden under his futon, you find bloody clothing.
Yep.
You find his kimono and a set of green.
Yep.
Green kimono.
Okay, I make sure the guards see what I'm. See? That I did not place them or anything. You know, and I'm like, and this?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
The duel's been challenged. His honor, his guilt or his guilt or innocence is based on the duel now.
Well, really?
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
But this is just in case he loses.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah.
If he wins, yeah. He is... If Shiba wins, Miromoto Mai planted this or whatever.
Okay. Even if it's obvious...
He dies. We ninja.
Yes, because you guys messed it up.
Okay.
We messed up. Oh, well.
Bring it on.
If you get to a point where it's come to a duel, that is how it will be resolved. Period.
What if he dies...
No, that would look bad for him.
Yeah, actually, probably really would.
The green dragon.
That would be awesome, but it would look probably
way to
bad.
Kill my character directly.
Here, these dice have been working well for me, just in case you need them. All
right.
The skulls are tens.
So I have bonuses to duels. How do I use them?
In the morning. Hey, you can dance. You dance while the duel... Just think of this cinematically. While the duel's happening, you're dancing a dance for him. Oh, it's so beautiful!
Wow.
I'm getting all my voice back.
Yes, you were sleeping at night.
Yes.
Hey, have you ever played that video game Street Fighter? No.
All right, Shoryuken! So here's how it's going to happen. The next morning, the duel will happen. I'm going to assume you go to Masahiro pretty much right away and tell him of what happened.
Yeah.
And he agrees, you know, he reluctantly agrees. He's like, well, you kind of insulted him, so the duel has to happen, but he is guilty.
Yeah.
So he can't prevent the duel because you've insulted Shiba's honor and not just accused him. You also insulted his honor. So he'll defend his honor and then be arrested and executed anyway. Regardless of whether he wins or loses.
Awesome.
So even if you die, so even if we lose, we win?
Yes.
Yes and no?
Yay!
Works just fine for your character.
The green dragon can go away.
The green dragon will be triumphant.
At least he won't be green anymore.
I'll be red and bloodied.
That's what red
is. You will have won your honor and death.
Oh, that's kind of creepy. He has lost love of his brother.
His name?
He has lost love of his brother.
Lost love is... That's not creepy.
Kind of a little creepy.
I love my sister.
Lost love with his brother.
Because they had a karmic bond.
I know.
Did you hear what I said, Rich? I was just like, in death, he had a name. His name is Robert Paulson. All the Fight Club references.
So do I get a bonus to introduce you to my dueling thing?
Hold on. This is complicated, so give
come
me
back
one
on,
second.
Yeah. Come back with your shield. Or on it.
I gotta check everything he can do first.
It shows me coming back riding my shield like this with guys holding me.
It worked!
I came back with my shield and on it. Do I get double points? Don't worry. If he tries something sneaky, he's going to get arrowed. Arrowed!
Kara wants to know if you're selling your El Chulo's book.
Kara.
The actual El Chulo's book or Thunderfire?
You had an El Chulo's book.
Yes.
Your El Chulo's.
I just want to know if she knows the difference.
Yes. She wants the El Chulo's.
Really?
Yeah.
tell her I paid $530 for it.
What do you have for...
She's asking if you're selling it.
I can. I'm not really all that interested in it.
Keep two.
Hmm?
Keep two. You have fast draw. Whatever that is.
I also get a bonus, so it's actually 6 key.
Now
we'll
check out his stats.
Do you want a thunderclap? Right?
And pry.
So you might be able to get a thunderclap.
Remember your void points in this.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm spending all of them.
No, you can't spend all of them. You can spend one round.
Yeah, I'm spending all of them. If it lasts 3 rounds.
If it lasts 3 rounds, I'll be surprised.
Well, they are 3 rounds, generally.
Oh.
Assess, focus, and strike.
I meant if it's 3 rounds, like...
All right, so the first... So, you wake up to the murmur, it's going, you know, it's spread like wildfire that there's going to be a duel. Mm. And that, you know, to prove what's happened and whatnot. So, in the... You're gathered just before sunrise in the shadow of the pale oak for your duel. You hear the classic...
Alright, so this is how it goes. The Aichi is a formal means of conflict resolution and recruitment between members of the samurai caste. Such duels are most often to the first blood, and matters of a truly grievous nature can result in a duel to the death. The social rules of such duels...
It's to first blood.
Okay.
Because they don't... Yeah. Masahiro's ruling can only be till first blood.
Okay.
The social rules of such duels are... You can't unchallenge an issue...
I'm fighting a war hero.
You can always
be
the Red Viper.
In an Aijutsu duel, both duelists are considered to be in the center stance
that, right?
Throughout the duel. They may not take any actions other than
the
ones outlined below.
This wound is fester and bleed anyway.
Did you read that
already? Yeah. Okay, assessment. On the first round of the duel, both characters enter the assessment phase of the initiative turn of the faster duelist. During the assessment stage, each participant assumes a center stance and makes an Aijutsu assessment awareness roll against a TN equal to 10 plus their opponent's insight rank times 5. 10 plus insight rank time, so 10 plus 5. So, if successful, a duelist rolls reveal one of the following pieces of information plus an additional piece of information per raise. Alright, so, we're rolling initiative.
Okay. So what's
technically,
that?
We have to roll initiative. I don't know, you have it on the thing. There's an initiative spot. Show him, Rich.
We didn't write that down.
Yeah,
you
did.
Oh, wait. You keep two. We keep two. Gotcha.
He doesn't have it written down because he sucks.
Yeah.
What is it, reflex? Is it reflex and...
And insight.
Insight times, yeah.
Insight divided by...
Reflex.
Reflex.
Reflex keep two, or reflex keep...
Reflex is air?
Yes.
Yes.
Good roll, sir. Oh. Worst roll.
You just beat me. You beat me.
It was nice knowing you. I'll tell your father... Well, I'm going to tell your father a lot of things.
He made one raise, so he gets to know... Well, no, it's not... This part of it, it's just assessment. You're literally staring each other down.
Okay.
All right, so did you beat 15?
Yes.
You can learn one piece of information that he has, such as his void, his reflexes, his Aijutsu skill, any emphasis he might have, his current number of void points... Or his wound level. You can learn any single piece of information. Because you did beat it by one. Or you did beat it.
Aijutsu level.
His Aijutsu skill is... 3. Because at any
three.
Point you can concede.
Yeah.
You can concede. He's going to learn...
Weapons if I do concede.
He's guilty anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason.
But she's wrong. She'll lose a shit ton of honor.
Yeah.
Why am I wrong?
Okay.
Because if he concedes, he's championing you. It's like you're conceding. You're admitting, hey, I was wrong by insulting you. You'll lose honor.
I'll continue.
He wants to learn your void and your Aijutsu skill.
It's 3 and 3.
All right.
So he's like crappy. He's got 3 void points to burn.
Shit.
He's not scared of that.
Okay. How many does he have? Under the table, so he can't see. Okay.
Go away now.
Why?
Because I don't want you to communicate to him.
I'm not going
to
tell him. All right. That's not fun.
Next is the focus. Oh, wait. We were just rolling initiative, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, we were not rolling the right thing. Let's roll initiative now. That was our assessment roll, so let's roll initiative now.
Okay.
I'm stupid.
Well, his assessment roll was wrong then, because he rolled initiative for assessment.
Yeah, we'll have to roll everything over again, which I'm stupid.
So what's this one?
And this is initiative.
This is
this is still initiative.
Okay.
What'd you get this time?
20.
Nice.
He got a 22, so huh.
For our podcast audience.
What's your name?
Shane has just...
Oh, your name is, yeah.
Bolin.
Shane has just flipped off the DM. Double deuce style.
Now we roll... Now we're going to roll our assessment. Which is... Your Iaijutsu.
Mm-hmm.
It's an assessment roll if you have an emphasis in assessment under Iaijutsu, which you probably don't.
Nope.
So it's your Iaijutsu awareness.
So Iaijutsu.
So it'd be...
You get your five.
What's awareness on there?
Awareness. So you get keep two.
What's awareness on
there? It's the same, yeah. Air. So it's still keep two.
Don't like this. Really?
He's raising once. Because he's probably failing, yeah.
You get one.
Yeah, you only get keep two.
Yeah.
He did not make his check. That sucks.
15.
You make the check.
Okay.
So you'll learn the same piece of information.
8, 7.
Like
now we go on to focus. During the second round of the duel, both characters enter the focus stage of the initiative turn of the faster duelist. The opponents study one another carefully, looking for any weaknesses. The duelists make a contested Iaijutsu focused void roll. Void roll. So now we're going to roll initiative. I mean, now we're going to roll Iaijutsu modified by void instead of awareness.
Okay.
Same thing. Wow, you've got pretty good stats.
Yeah.
Come on.
I believe in you.
No.
Stop it! Stop it!
Never!
By three. You're going to average it out, okay.
Yeah, and you're rolling against Gordo, which means you're probably not going to win this, because Gordo's a beast. I think he shouldn't be allowed to roll.
God damn. Exploded. Yeah, you win.
Yep.
So I got 19... 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. So, he goes first.
Yeah.
Your only, at this point, your only thing you can hope for is if he doesn't hit you. If he misses.
Okay.
He also gets a free raise for every increment
what
of 5
stuff
he beat
do?
You. What was your total roll?
20.
So he gets 3 free raises. On the third round of the duel, both characters enter the strike stage of the initiative turn of the slower duelist.
What does... I know he gets bonuses to dueling and stuff because he's a Nitin style. What does that...
No, he didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Not
I
yet.
Thought you said you did.
No, yet. Later. At, like, rank two, he gets a big bonus.
Nitin style?
I'll double check.
Yeah,
but...
your Nitin style. Nitin style. That's what the double sword style Nitten is
called. Nitin Mitsurugi style!
Yeah, that's next rank.
Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get a bonus to dueling until rank 2.
Oh.
Okay.
Which he'll never get to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is only to First Blood.
Oh, wait.
Third round of the duel, both characters enter the strike stage on the initiative turn of the slower duelist. Duelist who won first strike makes an Iaijutsu reflexes attack roll against an opponent's normal armor TM. So, Iaijutsu and...
I really liked your character.
Is whatchamacallit is
I barely knew you.
Reflexes is air, right?
Yeah, reflexes air.
Mm-hmm.
Good as he's dying. Exploded. No bitch.
16, 19, 20, 25, 28, 29, 30. Wow. That just... You want to...
I increased my armor by 10.
Can you do that with him? Do you want it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Deflect it.
So he misses.
So if he misses... That means he gets his hit off, though. If he hits...
Yep.
You get to attack him there.
Yeah. So what do you got here?
6, keep 3.
Yeah, I'm going to spin another void for this round, correct?
No,
you already did that. Yeah.
Same round?
Okay. These happen simultaneously on your round. On your turn.
Nice.
So you cannot spend another void point.
Yep. Come on, baby.
Really, I don't think he's that hard.
This is where you want to see those tens.
Of course they don't give him a fucking armor. They don't give him... Well, what is it? It's air times 5 plus 5. Funny. I'm going to assume he's in light. So
it's
25.
Five.
He's a 25.
Did you have any exploders?
Yes, I did. And I hit 30.
Alright, you hit. Deal damage.
That means he wins, right?
Yeah.
He won!
I want to see how much damage I do.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you kill him, you kill him. That's,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Kill him, you kill him.
That's the... That is the nature of the beast.
All zeros.
Oh, please.
No, not a single one.
Well, they totally did not finish that up.
But I maxed out at 18, so I think that's enough to nick him.
I think his earth's lower than yours, so...
Yeah, mine is 15. I have a higher earth.
Mine's 10.
Yeah, he has an earth, too, so...
If he has
probably, he has probably the same hit points as you, then.
Me? 10.
Yeah, I nick him, possibly
yeah,
raise.
Like, ah!
I got him.
All right, so how this goes off is... You know, as the sun's rising, you're both standing in the shadow of the pale oak tree, and you both look at each other, and you get a sense of him, but he just... He doesn't get a sense of you, so he's just, like, fucking, and he charges you. And he swings, and his weapon just happens to bounce off your body as you start to charge... Or bounces off your armor as you start to charge him. His weapon bounces off, then you just you cut into a seam in his armor and cut into his belly. And he collapses, and the guards come over.
Looks like
he's still
alive,
and
it looks like you're right,
and arrest him.
Yeah, not doing that again.
Yes, you are.
I can really hear you that a lot.
You're going to be dueling both of us.
I'm going to assume that's my character's first.
Especially with your brash, you're going to be doing that a lot. I'm willing to bet.
You might want to put more points into... Put any experience points you get into it, Iajitsu.
Yeah, because you really don't want to have the win or lose based on spending a void point.
Yeah.
You're not as green anymore.
Oh, I feel green.
You did it!
Yeah.
That was awesome. High five.
I nearly died.
High five.
You didn't get hurt. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I...
He was like...
Call on to the power of nothingness to save my ass. Maybe.
Call upon the power of nothingness.
All right, so with that concluded, the crowd breaks up. You know, nobody's really shocked about what happened.
Really? They thought he was going to win?
They didn't care who won. Well, no. Here's what it was. They know Rikun was guilty, so they knew the Celestial Heavens would allow the correct person to win.
I won because of the gods. Oh.
Go Team Green!
Hey, if you can't be skilled, be blessed.
Oh, hell, we're lore.
No.
Yeah.
Go Team Venture!
Lore. God of
Fire.
Chaiki.
I'm wondering if that's... God is a direct reference to Christianity.
Was it?
Wondering if there being that.
It's from my Keurig.
So, everybody goes to breakfast, and after breakfast, they hold a contest for dancing.
Dancing!
The mood is subdued and anxious, but Aisawa Masahiro will do his best to carry on in the same manner as yesterday. Today, we shall see the skill and grace are not just for the battlefield. A learned samurai may put those skills to use on the floor of the court as well. We shall have a contest of dance, giving each of you the opportunity to display your skills. We are honored to have a fine troop of Kakita musicians to accompany your performances.
Bow out.
The musicians from yesterday's welcoming ceremony step forward and bow before preparing their instruments.
I'll hear what it is.
Is
it reflexes?
It's dance agility.
Agility?
Yes.
No, thank you.
Let's see. The dances are presented as a solo artistic performance in which the contestants tell a story or evoke an emotion through their movements. I know how to evoke an emotion. Wait.
Is pants
horny,
off, dance
is
off.
Is horny an emotion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can I use my lecture ability
that's what
for
I'm
that?
Using right now.
Lust.
Lust. Yeah. Oh my god, you're all the way to
up,
this one, aren't you?
Up. I am stepping up. I am sitting this one out. I do not. I do not expect to win these games. So.
This is sometimes seen as a female art in Rokugan, but in fact, male samurai dance quite often as well. Popular themes of Rokuganai dance include the lives of animals, birds, boxes,
yeah.
fish, etc.
Yeah.
The deeds of spirits and legendary creatures, the cycle of life, the changing seasons, and the power of bless and blessing of the fortunes. Each
what is
roll,
your dance going to be about?
Each competitor rolls perform dance agility at a TN 15.
Oh.
And as before, if you want to describe it for me, I'll
dance
award you 1 to 3 free raises. And the TN's 15. If you know you can beat that, you want to raise because you'll earn more points.
I just got 16. Oh, she want me to roll again?
Re-roll.
Yeah, I'll let you
re-roll.
Know, yeah. So yeah. So because
do
I
you
want to?
So you want to try to raise?
Oh yeah.
Okay. How raising works is when you know the TN or you know it's going to be relatively easy or whatever, you can voluntarily make it a harder number you're trying to hit. Raises always go in increments of 5. So if you say I want to raise the TN of 15 by 5, it becomes 20. If you don't hit that 20, you fail. You know, it's. I also talk about free raises where free raises are similar, but when you're awarded a free raise, you don't have to hit that number. So if I gave you a free raise of plus 1 on the TN of 15, if you hit 20, you get the effects of hitting a 20. If you don't, but you still rolled above the 15, you still succeed. So.
Oh, nice.
So by describing it, I get a free raise?
If you describe it, I'll give you at least plus one. At least one.
She dances with the fan, like the classic Japanese fan style.
Oh, yeah.
How
low cut is her top?
She's actually going to surprise everyone.
She's topless.
No.
Not doing a lusty, doing a more of a sad, lost lover. Like, it starts out very illustrious and then turns into, like, falling back in despair.
I really don't get descriptive dance at all. Just personally. It's just me.
We don't?
No, I really don't. Like anytime,
I actually feel kind of sad.
Anytime you see any of those people doing, you're like, you know, like, yeah, I'm just
like the Japanese dance styles and stuff where
yeah.
it tells a story. I like that kind of stuff.
And
of course, I like ballet.
I don't say I don't like it. I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say I don't like it. I'm
sad for you now.
I look at it, I'm like, I don't get how that's portraying
Gordo,
emotion.
Gordo, let me teach you with my body.
Yeah, you're getting free. So before you roll, or before you tell me what you roll, are you declaring?
Are you declaring a raise?
Are you which should be before you roll. Are you declaring a raise?
Yes.
Or any raises?
I said I was before, but yes.
Going for the free raise.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to aim for the free raise.
Well,
the
free
raise you get for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, the free raise I got for describing it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can also
raise
it normally.
I'll just take the free one.
Okay. That's all right.
And I rolled a 20.
All right. So. People liked it. It was pretty good. You're at 5. You're at 5 points. Good job. Are you?
My character's very moved.
I'm going for it.
Alright.
And I'm actually going to mimic the movements of battle through dance. To
the green,
I just fought
the green dragon.
Party.
The green
so
dragon.
I feel that's kind of
battle.
Fitting and ironic in a way.
You don't even know battle.
Alright, I'll give you that.
So do I get the free raise or no?
Yeah.
In this version though, you should die.
Yeah, I should. I'm going to die.
It's more tragically tragic.
I'm going to take the force raise.
Because it says great deeds. He could be reenacting a great battle.
Going to take another raise. So 20 and then 25 for the bigger one, right?
Balls, yeah.
Wow. So you're going all out, aren't you?
Going all out.
I'm going for balls to the walls.
Don't do that, it hurts.
Oh. Long enough second slapping that ball.
Boy. Nice!
5 keep 4.
Are you crossing these out at all? Or?
Yeah, I used.
Okay.
He's used 2 today.
Yep.
So you're using it to give you basically a rank in dance.
Yep. There we go.
Get an 8 here.
8. 9. Missed by 1. Nope, 4. I get to keep 4. So, 17,
24, 28. Up
top! You did a surprisingly very nice dance depicting life in battle.
And
people
I died.
And you died. People are very, very
and once again. Hey, Fever.
I'm sitting there going...
And you're not doing it?
You're just not, I am not skilled in the ways of dance.
Okay.
If you'd like me to climb something...
Sako Keiko offers a delicate and beautiful abstract dance which depicts the fall of innocence to falsehood, corruption, and ultimately death. It is a profoundly moving experience, and at least some of the samurai are unable to hide their tears. She earns quite a few points for that. Is that the first time running points?
I got two from last one.
Doji Aiko will offer a dance about birds welcoming the arrival of spring. Although she is clearly a very talented dancer, her performance is oddly offbeat and fails to impress.
That's the jelly bellies.
Yeah.
Hey, give me an awareness roll.
There's one kind of
what? Is that still boring? Awareness.
What?
Once again, can I use investigation notice?
Sure. Really not.
I like to know things, and plus it's all I have. Give me this one thing, Gordo.
Yeah, you did not make a good character, then, did you?
I didn't make a good character for court, because that's not the character I want to play. I'm
told
liking
you
the
to be
play.
Well-rounded.
Yeah. My character's going there.
With all the if they had a storytelling thing, I'd be all over it. I took or commerce. Yeah, it's just what I have. I don't have what they need for this particular adventure. That's fine.
I got
fine.
24.
Okay.
I exploded.
I get 19. I exploded as well, 17. But then rolled a 1.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. Like I said, Doji Aiko offers
a
dance about...
I just got a 9 and a
7. Doji Aiko offers a dance about birds welcoming the arrival of spring. Although she is clearly a very talented dancer, her performance is oddly off-key and fails to impress.
Hmm.
You do notice that she is deeply concerned and distracted.
Would she still be deeply concerned and distracted even though we saved his life?
Yes, because there's still more people know about an affair now than they intended
of
the two people. The two of them.
Anything. What?
Our lips were sealed.
Yeah, but we all know.
We all know.
All right. Komakatsu offers a dance portraying the cycle of life from infant to old man. The dance is both humorous and poignant, mingling the joy and sorrow of life. And the phoenix are clearly unexpectedly impressed by the work of such depth from the lion.
Yay! I like lion.
Wow, he's a lot of points.
Yeah, he's probably in the win.
Kitsune Sane offers a dance depicting a fox, Henga Yokai, shapeshifter, playing tricks on helpless humans and peasants and samurai alike. The dance is quite humorous and is greeted with many appreciative chuckles.
Yay!
I don't know why I'm writing down and gives me the totals at the end.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
But Yushi Aichiro offers a dance depicting a wolf stalking and killing his prey. Although it was technically competent, Ajiro evokes the bloodlust of the wolf a little too well for comfort.
Was Ajiro?
The Masked Scorpion.
Oh, the Masked Scorpion. I like it.
What did he do? Sorry.
He did a dance depicting a wolf tracking and killing its prey. The guy with the scorpion with the mask. And he did it, as he said, invoked the spirit of the voracious wolf a little too well. I'm happy. I liked it.
Kitsune Retsu tries to offer a dance about hunting in the forest of the Kitsune lands. Unfortunately, halfway through, he trips and almost falls. Retsu stumbles to a halt, his young face flushing with embarrassment. After a strained moment of silence, Aisawa Masahiro rescues the situation by apologizing. The floor must have not been properly polished, Kitsune-san. Retsu nods and retires gratefully, while servants buff the perfect floor before the next performance.
Oh, I want to give him a hug! That's so sad!
So nice.
That poor little kid!
Wow.
He's only 15, yeah. He's a new little kid. Well, he's an adult, technically.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
The two Shiro brothers will use their musical instruments to supplement the crane musicians, each brother providing musical support to the other's performance. Both offer dances which evoke the wild gallop of horses across the open plains.
I didn't like their dances. Yeah, too gallopy.
Oh, and so finally it comes down to the tea ceremony.
You should make him a man.
After the contest of dance concludes, there's a pause while the musicians depart and servants bring in several low tables, each laid out with cups, pots, whisks, and other equipment needed for performing a tea ceremony. As the servants finish setting up, Aisawa Masahiro again stands before the guests. We have seen painting, poetry, and dancing. All their skills the Emperor finds laudable among loyal samurai. However, even more important than these artistic endeavors is the simple, pure harmony of soul, which all samurai must have. It is our highest goal to achieve enlightenment and purity, lifting ourselves above the distractions of the world. In our last contest, we ask you that you seek this harmony through the performance of the tea ceremony.
So what's the role for this? Because I am going to do this even though I'm not interested in it.
It's tea ceremony void.
Oh, it's a void?
Yeah, wow. Tea ceremony's void.
Wow.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it, and I'm going to spend a void point to get a point in it.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Me too.
So, four keep two.
You want to do any raises?
No. I'm not good enough. So right. Raises will not help me.
You don't get a free raise on this?
No.
What if I give you some tea in real life?
Maybe.
This is going to be... No.
This is going to be funny. Hold up.
I'm going to half you now if he's actually going to get me, so... Well played, sir. Minus one free raise.
Fuck you, sir.
You lose 5 points. What did you roll?
11.
Ouch.
Yeah. I don't know if I should go for the raise or not.
Don't.
Don't? Okay. Go and play. Yeah.
We're not going to win this anyway.
No.
I'm trying to. I got 20. I should have gone for it.
Wow, he should have.
20.
He should have went for the raise.
No. It was a TN 20.
Oh.
Oh. So I got it. Sweet.
Yep.
16.
I'm sorry. Some of the contestants are obvious, abject failures. Hida Fuya, and everybody, this is kind of a mandatory. Everybody had to prepare, had to participate. And
can I say mine? I just trip, spill the tea right on somebody's lap.
You were close. You just kind of, you let one of your sleeves get in the way on accident.
I did.
Tea ceremony is actually like, do you know all that entails? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard.
And
yeah. I've seen
from
one done.
Tea ceremony, you have to do it perfectly.
You have to whisk, like, everything in, like, a specific amount of times in the right direction of the right tilt.
Yeah, it is really...
I know, I've seen it.
All right, some of the contestants are obvious abject failures. Hida Fuya breaks one of his teacups. Shiba Riku... Or, no, he's not.
That's in case he's still there.
Yeah.
Would he have failed? I want to know.
Yes.
No, how would he
have failed? He stirs too vigorously and spills the tea on the table. The Shinjo brothers have clearly never performed a tea ceremony in their lives. Most of the remaining contestants managed to at least perform the tea ceremony properly. Osako Keiko, Aisawa Hitsukawa, Aikoma Katsu, and Kitsune Sane all perform with exceptional purity and tranquility.
Not me.
You got 20. Yeah, got a 20. You made it.
Number.
That means you did it.
Because I have void 3.
Yeah.
As the tea ceremony concludes, you enjoy a light midday meal. Afterward, you gather once more in the main hall of the castle before the watching Pale Oak, while Asawa Masahiro announces the winner of the contest. As we have seen, there are many more facets to a samurai than merely skill in battle. We may lift our calligraphy brush instead of our swords. We may launch poems instead of arrows. Let us hope that even with the shadow cast upon these proceedings, the fortune's wisdoms can show us the path to peace and harmony. Yeah, you guys didn't come anywhere near the highest.
Yeah, so we will. That's okay.
What was the highest?
Asako Keiko.
What'd he get?
9 points.
Oh! I should have, like, 6, right?
You have 6. Richie has 1. You have 5.
Oh.
Let's see. We'll compare the points to... The winner will be recognized with the gift of a blessed fan, a beautiful artifact inscribed with the Phoenix Monitor, reputed to have been carried by Asako herself.
You wanted that fan, didn't you?
Asako, the winner was Asako Keiko with 9 points. Oh no, I'm
Liz.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. The winner was Aikoma Katsu with 10 points.
Who's Aikoma Katsu?
The lion.
A lion one? Nice.
Yeah, with 10 points. There was 2 tied for 9, Asako Keiko and Kitsune Sane. The other one, next highest was Doji Aiko has 7 points.
Okay. Oh, I wasn't even on the chart.
No, we weren't. I had 1.
I was 1 point away from
one.
Well, you didn't. You were tied for the least with
with Vita Fuya for one piece.
High five!
Oh!
DM Good has been a production of Zot Park Media. Stay tuned next week for more of this session. We'll have that up on Sunday. You stay tuned for more Game Master awesomeness. You could follow Gordo on Twitter, twitter.com/shitGordoSays. That's SHITGOURDOSAYS. And for some more purveyor of fine lame, you could follow me on twitter.com/ZotPark, ZotePark. Not as awesome as Gordo, though. I mean, he punches dragons on a daily basis. I'm surprised they're not extinct yet. Thanks for listening.